This is Busting Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Busting Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Busting Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, for coming to you, humbling ourselves under your mighty hand today. But tonight, just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth here tonight in the name of Jesus. So, oh, Heavenly Father, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here tonight. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, I'm ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of living, be on top of the ground not on top of us. I'm ever so grateful and thankful. Steps. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Prepare the people's heart to see thy word in spirit and in truth. We thank you, precious Father, for answering prayers, honor and requests, but most of all, for salvation to go forth. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is a good God and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. As we get ready to bring forth the word of God tonight, we are thankful and grateful, hallelujah, through the use of the internet to be able to preach and teach on a local level and being able to reach on a global level. Hallelujah, God is a good God and worthy to be praised. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open it up to the book of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. And we're also going to be looking at the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 5 through 10. Hallelujah. And the word of God says in Romans through 10. So they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is intimate against God, but it is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can be. So that they that are in the flesh cannot please God, But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of God, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Here in the book of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52, it says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and the last trump, For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. This is the word of God for the people of God. I read to you the book of Romans chapter 8, 5 through 10, and also 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, we want to talk about, are you experiencing resurrected power in your life? Are you experiencing resurrected power in your life as a believer of Christ? Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, living in resurrection power on a daily basis as a believer of Christ is determined by how we think. Beloved, those who are dominated by the sinful nature think only about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. If we let our sin nature control our mind, it will lead us to death. But if we let the Holy Spirit of God control our mind, it leads us to life and peace. Here in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, it talks about a spiritual death and death, a spiritual death consequences. When a person experiences separation from God in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that knew not God and that obeyed not the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who shall be punished from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when we make a decision as a child of God to be led either by the flesh or by the Holy Spirit, the choice will have consequences attached to it. When a person singularly and when a person automatically just disobediently observe what the word of God is saying, observe what the word of God is saying while reading the word of God, or that just intentionally walk in disobedience of what the word is saying and decide to be their own boss, decide to walk contrary to what the word of God is saying. Well, the consequences for that person, particular person, is to be separated from God's presence. But God don't dwell in sin, or he will deal with a person, or he will get the person's attention to come out of their sinful ways. But if we as human beings, while God is dealing with us on a spiritual basis, and we make a decision to reject his instruction, then we come to the place of having a reprobate mind. That's why the Bible says, hallelujah, that if we know that God has brought us to a place and he has given us an opportunity to make it right with him. We can either accept the invitation or we can reject what he's saying. The decision is yours as an individual. So, beloved, when sin dominates our lives, then sin will take us further than we want to go, keep us longer than we want to stay. But in the end, sin will collect its wages, physically as well as spiritually. And the wages of sin is death. God, on the other hand, he will deal with us from the cradle all the way to the grave. He will allow us to cross paths with people that are born again believers that may want to give you the gospel message. But if you intentionally refuse to hear what thus says the Lord, it's a choice that you make. Here in 2022, God is still in the soul-saving business. We serve a God who still sits high, but look low. We serve a God that knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are thankful and grateful this night. We are thankful because the God that we serve, he knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And it's not God's intention that no one goes to hell. But we make our own choice. We make our own decision on which road to take. The road of destruction, which is wide and broad, or the road of eternal life, which is straight and narrow. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about, as a born-again believer of Christ, the choice that we made, that you made, that I made, as an individual. It was a choice based upon our obedience to what the Word of God is saying. See, God gives us, an opportunity. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, whosoever pertains to the person, whether a sinner or a saint, it pertains to making a decision in 2022 that it is entitled to either accept or reject God's invitation of salvation. Hallelujah. As a believer of Christ, Spirit-led thinking will lead you to life and peace in the Holy Ghost. Always remember this, that when we keep our mind on sin, it will eventually bring about simple death. But on the other hand, as a believer of Christ, those who are controlled by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Spirit, they think about things that please the Spirit of God. And let the Holy Spirit control our mind, which leads to life and peace. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. And when I say sons, it all sort of pertains to daughters in Christ. You see, there's neither male nor female in the kingdom of God. We all become one in him. So living a resurrected life on a daily basis is another benefit for us as children of the Most High God. So as a child of God, daily you must let the Holy Spirit control your mind. Because your mind can become the devil's workshop. Your mind, hallelujah, what is eventually in your heart will come out of your mouth. But your mind has to be transformed. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2 says, beloved above, hallelujah, brethren, by the mercies of God that I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is my reasonable service. And be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is the perfect will of God. You see, the word of God let us know that a transformation must take place for our minds to be renewed. Yes, people of God, this is an ongoing process that happens to us as a believer in Christ on a daily basis. See, God wants us to conform to his son, the likeness and the image of Christ. So, beloved believer of Christ, we must continuously allow the Holy Spirit of God to transform us by his Holy Spirit again into the image of his son, Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, beloved, we must continue to come to God in prayer. Bible says for us to pray without ceasing, according to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. And while we pray in Luke 18 and 1, it says men ought always to pray and don't faint, the B clause of the verse. And then we should soak ourselves having a Bible study devotional time set aside where we can soak ourselves in the Word of God and in the truth that he has already given us. Prayer is essential. It is a must for a believer in Christ. Reading the Word, studying the Word of God on a daily basis. We must study to show self-approval unto God. A workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Remember this at all times, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We do have an enemy, the devil. He goes as a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. According to John 10:10, it says, a thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So we are in a spiritual warfare on a daily basis. And the enemy is the devil. He goes around trying to either distract us or to try to destroy us from our walk with the Lord. That's why it's so important to gird up your mind in the things of God. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5 and 6, casting down all imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and have it in readiness to punish or to revenge all disobedient when your obedience is fulfilled. So we must understand, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it is our responsibility as individuals for us to cast down every imagination, every unclean thought, every thought that is not of God, that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God and his word. And we must take authority over negativity and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. The word of God says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the big clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram. So in order to live in resurrection power as a believer of Christ on a daily basis, we must obey the word of God. We can't take the word of God for granted. We must line up our will with God's will. We must come back in alignment with the perfect will of God for our lives. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, child of God, the resurrection power determines what we do. Yes, I'm talking about the resurrection power of the Holy Ghost that abides in us. That same spirit that lived Jesus from the dead. As a born-again believer, if you have made Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, if you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, that same Holy Spirit abides in us. Bible says in the book of Romans 8, verse 7 and 8, because the carnal mind intimate against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither can be. So that they that are in the flesh cannot please God. See, the word of God says that everything we get from God is by faith. Where it says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence, things not seen. Romans 11 verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, child of God, once a person mentally refuses to acknowledge Jesus and his saving work on the cross and the power of God to bring peace between them and God, and it removes all hostility. There will be continuous separation and hostility. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening in tonight. Prayerfully, we need to pray for those that are rejecting the salvation message at this hour in 2022. We as believers of Christ have to be mindful of the fact of going beyond the four walls of a building into the highways and the byways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because once a person mentally refuses to acknowledge Jesus and his saving work on the cross, and the power of God to bring peace between them and God, and it causes hostility. In the event of this action taken, the person will continuously be separated from God's presence and live in hostility. So, beloved, such a person cannot obey God, even if they want to. Even if they want to, apart from believing in Jesus Christ. You can't have one without the other. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the one that made it possible that we as human beings, that we are able to come back in right standing with God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. You see, they will always fall short of God's perfect plan for their life due to their unbelief. This is why that those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please God. As believers in Christ, we receive resurrection life and power through the Holy Ghost. Bible let us know in Romans 8, verse 9 and 10. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Yes, believers of Christ, we are not controlled by the sin nature. We have been forgiven. Our sins have been covered by the blood of Jesus, was cast in the sea of forgetfulness as far as the east is from the west. And because of Christ's sacrifice for us, because of his righteous stand, his righteousness for becoming an ultimate sacrifice for all mankind, because of Christ's righteousness, we have been declared and justified right in the eyes of God because of Christ's righteousness. Because of our righteousness as human beings in God's eyes is still as filthy rags. So believers of Christ, we are not controlled by the sin nature anymore as being a born-again believer of Christ. We are controlled by the Holy Spirit, and we have the Spirit of God living in us. Yes, beloved, those of us who have resurrected life are those who are Christian. We are not perfect, but we do have the ability to have our minds and action governed by the Spirit of Christ living in us. So people of God, the Holy Spirit, at times when we get sidetracked, he convicts us when we sin. And he also pointed out to us that we can repent and choose to obey God in our actions in a new way. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, the question tonight, as a born-again believer, are you experiencing resurrected power in your life?
I need thee.
from the dead. Amen. And hallelujah, he is sitting at the right hand of the Father. That same power that rose his body from the grave is that same power, the Holy Spirit of God, that abides in us as believers of Christ. So we have the same ability with God's help to live a resurrected, a life that is filled with power, not our power, not no black power, white power, yellow power, brown power. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Spirit of God that comes into the heart of a believer of Christ. If Bible says, if my word abide in you and you abide in me, you shall ask what you will and it shall be given unto you. A lot of times, my brothers and sisters in Christ, once we come to salvation, many people just stop right there. But there's more to the resurrected life than just salvation. No, it should be a continuous process on an individual basis where God has us still on, hallelujah, on the potter's wheel, where he's stripping us, stretching us, molding us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight I stop by to give you a word of encouragement in 2022, even though we're still in a pandemic, even though we are still, we still are having things that we must do and must not do. Instruction has been given. But just like in Jesus' days, even now, there are still some, whether saved or unsaved, that is bucking against the grain. God says what he means, and he means what he says. And as a born-again believer of Christ, we have benefits that we can go on to. We can't just stop at salvation. No, there's more to just being saved. We have become witnesses for Christ. We have to expand our territory from just the confinement of our comfort zone. We have to go out in the byways and the highways and let people know that Jesus is still alive. He's still able to restore. God has everything in control. All power is in his hand. And he knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So again, tonight we are thankful and grateful for those that have tuned in, for those that have been telling others about the radio broadcast, of how much it is benefiting their walk with the Lord. Our intentions as born-again believers of Christ and as overseers of Busting Loose and Faith Ministries, we want to extend to you the word of God as God gives it to us. I thank God for my wife, Providence Lisa Thibault, that we are still teamwork, make ministry life and dream work. We thank God for opening up doors in 2022, where we are still here locally teaching and preaching God's word. But through the use of the internet, we are able to reach those on a global level. So again, tonight we are talking about, as a born-again believer of Christ, have you experienced resurrected power in your life on a daily basis. God has given us the ability. You see, the resurrected life is in you. And in order to activate, have it activated, first thing that we must do must become a believer of Christ. Come to the place to where we understand that we need a Savior on a spiritual basis. We need help. We done tried everything else. Now it's time to get right with God. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, people of God, when we talk about Jesus, his death, his burial, and resurrection, we have now, as obedient children of God, as believers of Christ, we now have spiritual life for eternity. If we made that quality decision to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, and we walk and we continue to walk in obedience to what the Word of God is saying, yes, Jesus has made it possible. Again, through his death, burial, and resurrection, to have the walls of hostility between God and man removed. Here in the book of Ephesians 2, verse 12 through 14, that at that time, you are without Christ, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope, and without God in the Word, in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometime were far off are made near by the blood of Jesus Christ. For Jesus is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the wall, the middle wall of partition between us. We know at his burial, at his death, while he was on the cross, the veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom. Now we can enter the holiest of holies by making sure, first of all, that our life is a life that is pleasing to God, a life that is in line with God's perfect will for our lives. So believers of Christ, the resurrection power, it removes all fear and doubt about eternity. We know that according to 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but the power of love and of a sound mind. So, beloved, the spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in us as believers of Christ. And just as Jesus raised Jesus Christ from the dead, God will give life to your mortal body by the same spirit living within you. That's why the Bible says those that endure to the end shall be saved. So people of God, as a Christian, we know when the day will come that we shall die. Because the Bible says it's appointed to man once to die, and then the judgment. So we can celebrate in knowing that our lives are actually just beginning, and we are going to spend the rest of eternity with God. So, believer of Christ, we can experience the resurrected power on a daily basis. Remember what I said at the beginning? In order for this to happen, first, in order for the process to take place, our mind has to be renewed. According to Romans 12 and 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may know what is that good and perfect will of God. You see, people of God, the resurrection does not just change how we think. It also changed the way we act. Beloved, the same God who raised Jesus from the dead and promised to one day to do the same for all who believe in him. God demands that we embrace and submit to the power of his. By the Holy Spirit, to thank and to live for Jesus day by day. So, beloved, resurrected life, it moves us to get up on Sunday morning or during midweek service to go to the house of the Lord and to worship him in a corporate setting. It also empowers us to pray for others and to literally give to others in a world obsessed with getting. It moves us to vote according to what God would want for society instead of only being motivated by our selfish desires. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, are you living and experiencing resurrected power in your life here in 2022? Brothers and sisters in Christ, Bible says in 1 Peter 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Here also in the word of God in 2 Chronicles 16 verse 9, but the eyes of the Lord runs to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfected towards him. This is the A clause of the verse. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, are you experiencing resurrected power in your life on a daily basis? Beloved, God is looking for people in 2022 in order to demonstrate his power in and through. Yes, believer of Christ, in order for you to experience God's power, his resurrected power in your life, you must not discount God's ability to establish and accomplish the impossible. When man says it's impossible, God says it is possible with him. People of God, in order for you and I as a believer of Christ to experience God's power, we must walk blameless before the Lord on a daily basis. The Bible informs us in 1 Peter 1, verse 14 through 16. As obedient children, not fashioning or conforming ourselves according to the form of lust in our ignorance, but as he which has called us is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conduct. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am. Brethren, in order to successfully navigate the challenges in the year of 2022, we need the resurrected power of the Holy Spirit. The question may be asked, what is the resurrected power? Resurrection power is the supernatural power that God used to raise up Jesus from the grave. It is the same power that has delivered us from sin power and penalty. So the Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but now we are under grace. So believers of Christ, at one time, sin took us in our brokenness and in our bondage. This was all before Christ. Sin manifested itself in our lives as sinners. It manifested itself as guilt, shame, and misery. And these led us to dark paths of despair, depression, and feeling of hopelessness. But thank God that we, as born-again believers of Christ, according to what 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, and once we came to acknowledge the fact that we were a sinner, once we came to acknowledge the fact that as we humble ourselves in God's presence, on bended knees and bowed down head, we let him know how sorry we were, for the sins that we have committed. And based upon what the scripture said in Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We made a confession of faith and a belief based on Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. That if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, believe in our heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead. But with our heart we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth confession was made unto salvation. Goes on a little bit further, it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So people of God, as we are able to walk in the newness of our spiritual life, even if we stumble or fall, we know that nothing can separate us from the love of God. So, beloved, we have been sealed with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of promise, which is our guarantee until we arrive. But we must always be mindful of what the Word of God says. Those that endure all the way to the end shall be saved. you, Lord God, the key to unlocking resurrection power in our lives. It is to have a willingness to cooperate with the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Bible says them that are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So, beloved, if we are to live successfully in 2022 in resurrection power, we must follow Jesus' example, practice obedience and humility. Yes, we must learn to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. I'm reminded of what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Yes, child of God, there is no Christianity without the cross. Without the cross and the resurrection. Because it is the core of everything that we believe, receive, and experience in earth and there in heaven. Again tonight, we are grateful and thankful for the teaching. We are thankful and grateful for everything that took place thus far. We thank God because he's an awesome God. He is still a God that sits high and look low. He knows us all by name and every hair. And as we bring this lesson to a close and we say amen and amen, we thank God for Prophetess Lisa.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. We thank you for the lesson that you've taught tonight, Apostle, and we hope that there's been something said that you can share with your family and friends. If so, please share the number 347-826-9444 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that's 347-826-9424. If you would like to contact us with comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, or questions, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, or Lisa Tebow. We appreciate your support. Again, we'd love to have all your friends and family join us, so please share the number. Also, if you have family or friends in the Lafayette, Louisiana area on Friday evening at 7 p.m., we will be celebrating 10 years of ministry in our ministry, which is called the Seed of Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministry, which Bustin' Loose in Faith is a part of. We are celebrating 10 years of ministry, and we'd like to have you join us in ministry celebration. It will be at 7 p.m. at the Church Beyond Walls International Church on Erast Landry, 200 Erast Landry, here in Lafayette, Louisiana. Follow us on Facebook under Dudley Tebow or Lisa M. Tebow, and you can see the flyer for further information. We'd love to have you join us, or if you want to suggest someone to join with us, give them the information. We'd love to have you. Again, God bless you. We appreciate your support. We love you, and so does God. Have a great evening, and if God willing, we'll be with you on Friday evening before the anniversary service. Thank you so much. God bless.